parsha begins, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar. Daber el Aharon, tell Aaron, Vamarta elov and say to him, Vahaloischas haneres el mul pnei hamenorah yo'iru shivas haneres. When you light them, when you go up to the candles of the menorah, facing the menorah should light up. Vyas, and well-known pasuk, Vyas, Kain Aaron, Aaron did as he was told. So first, what is the connection between last week's parsha and this week's parsha? We just finished Parshas Nasai, and then we go into Baal Eischa. Where are we coming from? What's the connection here from last week's parsha to here? So there's a well-known Rashi, and this is what we're going to begin to focus on. What is the correlation? What is the connection between what we had at the end of Parshas Nasai, when all the leaders of each Shevet, the prince of each Shevet, brought his carbon, brought a presentation for the inauguration of the of the Mishkan, and now we start talking about the menorah. What's the connection? Zok Rashi lefi shekshara Aaron Chanuk Sanasim. When Aaron HaKohen saw the Nesiim bringing the Karbonis, he felt bad. He was down. That he wasn't part of the inaugural service of the Beis HaMikdash, even though he's going to be able to work there all the time. But somebody that appreciates Kedusha wants to have that much more. You know, Lahavdo, you see it very often. People that are very wealthy appreciate wealth more than other people. You would think, like, you have money, what do you need another $100,000? By them, $100,000 is more chashuv than by somebody else. Because by them, money is money, 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 money. Lahavdo, Lahavdo, that midah really has a tzad in Kedusha. When a person appreciates Kedusha, they just want more and more and more. My Rebbe, Rameir Hirschkowitz, all his angazunt and shtark, he's a tremendous amkin, a tremendous lamdin, unbelievable. He'll hear somebody saying a vart. No, tell me the vart. The guy's like saying a vart over from Israel, like, he wants to hear it. He wants to get more and more. I remember my brother-in-law years ago, was actually my son Simcha's Shalom Zohar was in Lakewood, and he was the sandik by the Bris, and he was Shabbos, he was by his daughter who lived a block away, so he came a block and a half away, so he came for the Shalom Zohar. So at the end of the Shalom Zohar, a brother-in-law of mine who was a yeshiva bacher then, learning by a Rosh Yeshiva who was probably 10 years younger than Rameh Hershkowitz. So Rameh Hershkowitz is there, he's going to utilize the opportunity to try to speak to him in the sugya. So he's walking him home and he starts speaking to him. And he tells him the lokash and everything. He says, first let me hear what your shashira said, let's hear. And he went into the house and for a half hour he just wanted to listen to shir from what his Rosh Hashiva was saying. Which he wanted to hear. Maybe there's something new for him. Maybe. So by Aaron, it's not like, oh, I have enough work to do. I don't need any more. Don't give me another tefillah to daven. No, chas v'shalom, I could get another one of tefillah. Why didn't anybody call me? You had a special tefillah, and why didn't you tell me about it? You know, you daven the whole day. But I wanted to get more.
You need to be on such level.
We're talking about Aaron. Lo yehu v'lo yishivtei. And he felt bad because he wasn't zeicha to be part of the inaugural service. Lo yehu v'lo yishivtei. He wasn't zeicha to be. No, you could sit right here. Don't worry. Don't worry. He'll find a seat. Yes. Yeah. Hope you're meichel.
I'm
so. Okay. So, lo yehu v'lo yishivtei. He felt bad that he wasn't going to be part of the inaugural service. Lo yehu v'lo yishivtei. Why does he say who first? I would think that the right way, we're talking about Aaron, we just said how much he wanted Kedusha, Kedusha, Kedusha. So, isn't the nice thing to say, He felt bad, Leishivtai. And him also, his main feeling, no, not too close, it's going to ruin it, yeah. You know, one, that, you know what I'm talking about. His main bad feeling should be about his shevet. What did it say? Felt bad, I can't be part of the service, and nobody in my shevet can be part of the service. If he's arguing for his shevet, each shevet was eicha, so if anything, he should feel bad that his shevet wasn't part of it.
But you're showing not the midah of tznius, you're showing the midah of the love of kedusha. So that's
so, what you're trying to. So I just want to bring out the point a step more with something that we spoke about this past week in the Pirkei Avos shir. Got the Perek Aleph again. So it's a beautiful pshat. One of the Mefarshim says, we were up to Mishnah Tess on this cycle. Each cycle we try to get another Mishnah. So Shimon ben Shatach Omer have a marble lachkar Sa'edim. Shimon ben Shatach, these are like all the Huhay Omers. This is the quotable quote, right? You know. So many of them are, you know. Altaymul Chashafna Eshna, Shemalai Tipan, so many. What's his quotable quote, Shimon ben Shatach? Havamar b'lachkar Sa'edim. Ask them a lot of questions. Thank you very much. So what's pshat in that? So we'll just mention it parenthetically. If unbelievable Rashi, I'll just give you the Mar Makam. Rashi is in Sanhedrin Mem Dalad Amid Beis. I don't have it here, but Rashi goes through a whole story that happened with Shimon ben Shatach. That there was, I forgot who it was in his time, that had a dream that Shimon ben Shatach is going to get a terrible place in Gehenna. He had a dream that somebody was in Gehenna, and they said, he said, is he ever going to get out? And he was a Rasha, and he said, yeah, as soon as Shimon ben Shatach dies, because he's taking over the spot. And he said, why? What's going on? He said, because there are a bunch of women that were doing sorcery, you know, Mechashvim, Kishuf, and he didn't kill them. He didn't
kill all of them.
Huh?
He killed all of them.
He did not. At that point, he did not.
Oh, that was before.
Right. So he went to Shimon ben Shatach. He told them. Shimon ben Shatach went and he killed out. He smoked out the 80 ladies. His whole story, I don't want to get too involved in it now, how he got them. But he killed out all 80 ladies. It turned out that some of their family members were upset at him. So two of them plotted revenge, and they made up a story of, I don't know whether it was Chol Shabbos or something, that his son had done, so that his son should get the death penalty. And they said they ate this and everything, and they were taking his son out to get killed. And his son said, aloud I guess, he said, that if I ever did this crime, this death penalty should not be a kapara for me. I don't want it to be a kapara for me. If not, then it should be a kapara for any sins that I do have. And the inish should stay on the people that testified against me. So suddenly they heard about it, they came out, and they were afraid of that. And they came out and said, "It was we fabricated the whole story." At that point, this is the point that the Gemara there is, Kivin Sheigit Shaveinach Ezer Magid. Once testimony is processed, they're not believed to go against the testimony. So he was killed. So now we can appreciate this Mishnah. Shimon ben Shatach Omer, have a marble lachkar Seidim. Make sure to ask enough questions of your Eidim. Cross-examine the testimony. Make sure you have accurate testimony. But still, why is he focusing on this in Pirkei Avos? Here it's very important. Why is he focusing it on here in Pirkei Avos?
Is that directive to Beis Din or to anybody?
To Beis Din. I think to Beis Din. Who act to based on Eidim. They're the ones that act based on Eidim. So now, says one of the Achrayim, or maybe it was Rishon, says a Gevaldig Pshat as follows. You have to start off at the beginning of the Perek. Shimon HaTzadik is the remaining person from Shiari Knesset HaGedolah. He's still from Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. He says the world stands on three things. He's setting the principles. Torah, Avodah Gemilah, Chasadim. Now, comes on Tignas Ish Zeichai, the next generation, and he says, okay, you have to start to work on yourself. Don't be like Avadim Derem Sham Shinez Harav L'Kabel Pras. Do it not just to get reward. Serve your master faithfully. And you have to have Yerushmaim, V'heim Yerushmaim Aleichem. He gives a directive to us as individuals. The next generation, Yosi ben Yehazar Ish Tzredev, Yosi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim Kiblu Mehem, they were the next generation, they accepted from them, and this starts the Zugais, the peers. Yosi ben Yehazar says, your house should be a house for Chachamim. And you should always walk in the dust of the Chachamim. Yosi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim says, your house should be always open to Aniyim. They're giving us directives of what type of home to have. Have a home that is open. Have a home that is that you try to bring in Talmidei Chachamim into your house. That's the type of home you should have.
I have a question because it's parenthetically out of time. It says Kiblu Mehem, then it says something totally different. How did they get from the Adim to Aniyim?
No, it just means Kiblu Mehem, the Masor went from this level of generation to this generation. The Rambam speaks about it in his Hakdama to Pirush HaMishnayos. But they, each one, it went to the next generation. Yeshua ben Parachya, V'nitei HaRbeilet, Kiblu Mehem. One says, Asei Lecha Rav, Kenei Lecha Chavar. The other one says, stay away from bad neighbors. Stay away from bad chevra. So, if you look at it, there's a system going on over here. The first one tells us what we should do. Have Yerushalayim. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu faithfully. The second one says, this is the type of home you should have. Have an environment that you invite Talmidei Chachamim in. Have an environment where it's open to poor people, a home of chesed. The next one says, how do you build up your relationships around your home, outside of your home? Get a Rav, get a friend. Other one says stay away from a bad neighbor. The next one finally comes along and says, Yehuda ben Tabai, V'shim ben Shatach Kiblu Mehem, and they both speak about social justice. Yehuda ben Tabai says, Al tas atzmecha karchei dayanim, don't judge in a set way, and he gives his directives to the dayanim. Shim ben Shatach continues with that, and he says, make sure cross-examine the witnesses. But there's a very important lesson here. We've spoken about this in the past, and it's a davar pashut, but it's so important. Very often, the Yetzer Hara is brilliant. So what will the Yetzer Hara tell me? You know, you have to save the world. Now, we should think about the world. A person should not be self-centered. But if I start going on an Achdus campaign, how all Jews have to get along together, you know where I better start? I better get along with my wife. If I don't get along with my wife, I can't start some Achdus campaign that all Klal Yisrael should get along. If I don't get along in my home, I can't go to step two. Doesn't make sense. The Yetzer Hara always will try to get us on that. The Yetzer Hara will say, don't worry about your house. You know, it will be a kapara. Work on Klal Yisrael. Work on Klal Yisrael, you'll do much more. Okay, so one person in Klal Yisrael you don't get along with. No. It happens to be your wife. What can you do? But you know, this way, if you're just going to focus on your wife, you're failing in everything. Now, should you just have your mind on this is where I want to end? No. I want to help Klal Yisrael. But the way to help Klal Yisrael is to build oneself up. Let's take a classical example, contemporary example, Rav Elyashiv. Rav Elyashiv became like the Pesach Hadar. He was passing for everybody. The last 10 years, especially after Rav Shlomo Zalman was nifted, there was nobody in the same league. For 50 years, he did passing. He was in the Beis Din Hagadol. He was... had a job and whatever, but what was his main avodah? The learning. Just learn and learn and learn and learn. He wasn't busy paskening. He was busy building himself up as Tam Chacham. Reb Chaim Kanevsky today, he Iglesias, you know, probably the biggest we have today. For years and years and years, he couldn't speak to him. He was working on himself. Very often, the Yetzer Hara will even get us to work on our children and skip step one. How many times do we see somebody in shul tell the child, shh, I told you to daven already. So anyway, what do you think about the game last night? What did the child learn from that? That's one point. But aside from that, what's going on really? People say, okay, it's too late for me. Let's not talk about me. But I want to be mechanech my kids. You can't go to stage two without stage one. You need step one before step two. You can't build the top of the Empire State Building without the first 30 floors. That is what Mishnah Yisavas is telling us also. First, it's natural a person addresses himself, and then the next step, and the next step, and the next step. Maybe that's an idea over here also. Aaron is saying, Lehu Leishivtei. He felt bad personally, and then he felt bad for the broader Shevet. Of course, the point is to get to the Shevet. The other Shvatim didn't, his Shevet didn't. But he can't just jump straight to the Shevet. If he's jumping, worried about their Kedusha, what about my Kedusha? No, my Kedusha I don't have to worry about. I'm already gone. But I just want to make sure everybody else does well. That doesn't work. It has to be Lehu Leishivtei. Now, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiya Bitvarav.
Amen.
Amar Eloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does Hashem answer him? He's coming off of Parshas Nasi. Every one of the Shvatim, other than Shevet Levi, brought Chanukah Sanasiyim. They brought a carbon. Each and every one brought a carbon. And they inaugurated the Mishkan. He says, you left me out. Me, my Shevet, we didn't get this Kedusha. We're not part of the inaugural event. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Shalcha G'day L'Mishalahem. Aaron, don't worry. You're getting something bigger. Sha'ata Madlik Meitav HaSaneris. You're going to light the menorah.
How's that very helping? Nice.
He does a lot of things. He's the Kohen Gadol. The question was, and this we said right at the beginning, the question was not, I don't get any Kiddush, it's not fear. He wanted to have a chelik in the Chanukah HaMizbeach. He wanted to have a chelik in the Chanukah Sabayis. He doesn't get a chelik in the Chanukah Sabayis. Hashem says, yeah, but don't worry, you're getting a big thing. So really, who asks this kasha? This is the Ramban's kasha. And I'm not sure exactly how far we'll get, whether we'll get to what I want to say also, but maybe. Zot the Ramban. When is barley? Lama nachum my bad luck is nearest. Why nachum my bikteris? Break of erev. Shishim chuba akasav yisim bikteris ba'apecha. He's praised in v'zay sabracha with yisim bikteris ba'apecha. He brings the bikteris. If Hashem wants to give him a consolation prize, you should tell him, don't worry, you're going to do the Keteris. You're the only ones that do the Keteris. I would put it in the Avodah Zarah Kippurim. It's a pretty big deal.
But Aaron knew all this already.
Huh?
But Aaron knew all that already.
And Menorah,
why is he in the Menachemim and stuff that he knew?
I don't know what he knew, what he didn't know. I don't know. You're assuming he knew everything. Yeah, maybe he did. I'm not sure if he... But... It's simply he knew this also. I'm not sure exactly when he learned it during the week. Va'oid, matam l'chalishas hadasas, v'alei karbana gadol mishal nasim, sheikrev b'yamim ha'im, karbanas arbe kol yimei meluim. He brought many karbanas. What's his jealousy at all of the other nasim? I didn't get anything. What do you mean? All 7 days you were bringing all the karbanas, you were bringing the karbanas meluim. V'im tema shayu chayva, maybe you'll say, yeah, but that was a mitzvah for him. That he was commanded to do. He felt bad that he didn't bring anything voluntarily. So then what consolation does he have? He says, now you have to go be madlik the menorah. So I have to go do it. What type of consolation is it? Now this I'll just mention parenthetically. It's not clear that it actually was a tzivui. It's very possible that he was just telling him when you do the menorah, you have a right to do the menorah. And this is one of the issues that we have to deal with. Hadlaka really is kasher bazaar. It doesn't have to be a kohen doing hadlaka. The preparation of the menorah has to be done by a kohen, the cleaning it out and preparing it. But the actual lighting, there's a problem. How do you get into the azara? But if you had a long lighter or whatever, then a non-kohen would be able to also. But this is the problem that the Ramban says. He says, I don't get the whole thing. Aval inyan hagada zu lidrash remez min haparasha al chanaka shal neiris shahis ba'is sheni al yidei Aaron uvanav. Tzayin ilaymar chashmanoi kohen gadol uvanav. He says, no. You know what it is? It's about the Chanukas HaMizbeach of the Chashmonai. He's hinting to him that Chanukah that's going to happen in the second base of Mikdash, that's Shal Chagadolim Shalahem. That's the consolation prize. Not that he's just lighting the menorah now, but he's hinting to him the idea of Chanukah, which is a tremendous Chiddush of the Ramban. To say that a pasuk in Chumash was hinting to him about it's not really the pasuk, it's the drash that Chazal are saying, but based on the pasuk, that he's consoling him, telling him, don't worry, you're going to get Hanukkah. So there are a number of ha'aras on that as well. First of all, why was that such a consolation to him?
It's for the
shavuot
at least.
Yeah, but why was that such consolation? Because
that goes on for generations and generations. It's like a one.
Yes, some do say, because even when, and you'll have it even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. It's the one thing that remains even after the Beis HaMikdash. So, but we're not going to focus on the Ramban now. I want to focus on Rashi. Rashi didn't say this pshat. Rashi said it's talking about lighting the menorah. We asked the question before. What do you gain by lighting the menorah? He's doing a lot of things. He's very disheartened and he's upset and he's down that he wasn't part of the Chanukah Mishkan. What is the gain here? So there is a gewaldige vart from the Meshech Chachma. Unbelievable Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma asks, I don't understand. Lighting the menorah is kosher even with a non-kohen, as we mentioned before. If so, why does the pasuk say Daber al Aharon v'amarta elav ba'aloischa es haneros when you? It doesn't have to be you. Anybody can do it. It doesn't have to be a kohen. So Meshech Chachma says a beautiful pshat, and in his typical fashion, he's very short and concise, a bit cryptic, but I think this is what he's saying. Aaron was feeling bad about one thing. Not that he doesn't have a lot of Kedusha to do. He had a lot of Kedusha. But he was not part of the inaugural event. All the other Shvatim inaugurated the Mishkan. He did not participate in that inauguration. So he said, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't worry, you will also be part of the inauguration. You'll have even a bigger part in the inauguration. You know why? Because you will be inaugurating the menorah. Not just light the menorah in the midst of lighting the menorah every day that he had. He's saying right now there will be an inaugural event of the menorah. How do you inaugurate the menorah? That first lighting of the menorah is inauguration. Inauguration of the menorah has to be done by the kohen. That cannot be done by Azar. So he's saying it's true that they donated karbanis that were brought on the Mizbeach. But you are actually physically going to inaugurate the menorah. You are going to light the menorah, and that first lighting is going to be the inaugural event. And then he brings a raya. Vayas kein Aaron al mul pnei ha-menorah. Hela nireseha. Kashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Aaron did as Hashem commanded him. How do you know he's going to continue doing as Hashem commanded him? This parasha is given when they're setting up the Mizbeach, when they're setting up the Mishkan. So how does the Torah say, and he did, for the next 40 years he did as Hashem commanded? How do you know? So I would have simply answered, well, the Pasuk wasn't given yet. The Pasuk was given later, maybe. The Parashas Netanim. He says, no, it's talking about the very next day. It says, V'chein v'yas kin Aaron kashativa Hashem shebepam harishenish enitzava osakein shehidlik. He was commanded to do it, and he did it the first time. But if it would have been l'dayreis, if it means forever, so then we don't know that he does it until he dies. And he's understanding the Pasuk is not talking at that point in time. So the Meshech Chachma is telling us that this is going on what? On the inaugural event. He wanted to be part of the inaugural event. Hashem says, you're going to be part of the inauguration. Where are you going to be part of the inauguration? Lighting the menorah. Simply, we understand it to mean he gave him the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros, which is very difficult. What do you mean? That mitzvah is not given to Aaron, that anybody can do mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. No, he asked him, he's giving him the mitzvah of inaugurating the menorah, not of the continuous mitzvah of lighting the menorah, but that initial mitzvah of inaugurating the menorah. That first lighting that inaugurates the menorah, that is the mitzvah that he gave to Aaron, per se. Now just a vart on the parasha. This was just something I learned, and to me it was a tremendous chiddush, and it's a beautiful teretz for Rashi, that's why I shared it with you. But there's not much that much mussar. Now I'll tell you a gevaldik vart that I said in the past, but it's so good, I'm going to say it again. Yes?
I mean, was it possible that the inauguration of the menorah could have been done by somebody else? I mean, is that possible? Or was
that's it, what he's saying, that not.
It wasn't possible. So correct. He would have done that no matter what. So that still doesn't...
No, that was only because of this. It was at this point that he told them. He said, there's going to be an inauguration of the menorah, and I'm giving that mitzvah to you. That
so,
was where
so
it happened.
So it could have been that...
I don't know, could have been. I don't know what would have been.
I mean,
this is the way it was given. It was given as a mitzvah that the kohen has to do it. But the reason why it was given that way was to console them. Okay. So here goes. Vart from Matzio Solomon. And I think I've said in the past, this was Matzio Solomon's inaugural of art. When he became Mashgiach of Lakewood Yeshiva. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lema, Hashem said to Moshe, saying, Asei lecha shtei chatzitzos kesef, make for you two silver trumpets. Mik shata asayisam, vayi lecha lemikra ha'edo l'masas machnes. And with them you will call together the people. And as Rashi says, when you want to speak with Sanhedrin, when you want to speak to them, this is how you call them together. And when you want to say that it's time to move on, time to go, you say on the chatzitzros. So in Menachos it says as follows: Kol hakenim sha'asa Moshe k'sherim loy k'sherim l'deris. All the vessels that Moshe Rabbeinu made are kasher for him, kasher for future generations. You want to use the shulchan with the forms for the Lechem Hapanim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, great, buy it from Sotheby's and use it. You want to use the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made? No problem, use the Mizbeach from Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to use the menorah that Moshe Rabbeinu, from Moshe Rabbeinu? Great. All original. Chatzitzrus, the trumpets. Asei l'cha chatzitzrus. Shtei chatzitzrus. You make for you these two trumpets. They're only for you. Other generations can't use it. Chatzaitzris shas Moshe k'sherim loy upsul nuderis. The chatzaitzris that you Moshe Rabbeinu made, they're kosher for you. Future generations can't use it. And the obvious question is, I understand we learn it from the pasuk, but what's the concept behind it? Menorah, no problem. Use Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah. Aron, they had Moshe Rabbeinu's aron. Mizbeach, Moshe Rabbeinu's mizbeach. Shulchan, Moshe Rabbeinu's shulchan. Everything Moshe Rabbeinu's. Comes to the trumpets. No. Trumpets you can't use. Only kosher for Moshe Rabbeinu. Nope. You want for this generation, you got to make new ones. Sherem Loi Psalm Ladeiris. What's the pshat? So he said over from his Rebbe, Rebel Lapian. Mizbeach represents avodah, it represents tefillah, represents the way we serve Hashem, our service to Hashem in the form of tefillah. The same tefillah that there was, the same tefillah we have. The Aron represents Torah Shebiktav. We are committed to the same Torah Shebiktav that we always were. It's all Torah Shemesha. And even Torah Shebalpeh comes from Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. All of it, Kol Masha Talmud, Vasek Asid L'Chadesh, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Sinai. And therefore, the menorah that represents Torah Shebalpeh, menorah Shas Moshe, Kasher Loy, Kasher L'Deris. Shulchan, we have to have Derech Eretz, the way we have to do it though, together with Torah, Kavei Itim L'Torah, same way it was, same way it is. But what was the purpose of the Chatzaitzris? What was the function of the Chatzaitzris? The Chatzaitzris were L'mikra Ha'eda, to call the people together, to get people to do the service, to get people to learn that Torah, to get people to be honest at work. To call together the people, that call changes from generation to generation. And Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, how unbeatable as he was, but the call that Moshe Rabbeinu used for his generation is not the call that works for our generation. What do we sell? What do we believe in? What is the end game? What are the rules of the game? That does not change. But how do you motivate people? How do you excite people? How do you inspire people to be part of that game? That changes midar ladar. So menorah, mizbeach, aron, shulchan, that all represent the game itself, that doesn't change. Shasamesha, it's kasher lo kasher l'deris. But the chatzaitzris that was just to get people inspired to do it, what worked to inspire Moshe Rabbeinu's dar, doesn't necessarily work to inspire our dar. Just going to expound on it, and this we did not do in the past. It's known, I think the Chavetz Chaim already said, that tekufas, different eras, escalate in frequency, and it happens much quicker and quicker and quicker. For example, you could have had 200 years in Poland that was very similar to Kufa. It was very similar to Kufa. There wasn't that much that changed in daily life from 200 years earlier to 200 years later. Maybe they had a better system of getting up the well water. You know, somebody might have figured out a better bucket to carry that goes better on the shoulders. You know, that's basically where it was at. Today, though, the world changes rapidly. If you think about it, 10 years ago, not a single person here had a smartphone. I just had a Misa. I just want to make sure that I'm not going over time. On this past Tuesday, I think it was, the towers for Verizon were down in Beechwood. Any of you experienced that? I didn't have service. I woke up in the morning, there was no service on my phone. All the way till First Seder, I didn't have service on my phone. I felt naked. Like, what's the problem? Enjoy the peace. I wasn't prepared for it. And I didn't have a smartphone. And I just felt completely like, typically during first Seder, like 11 o'clock, I'll check on my phone to see if there were any messages that I have to get back to during the morning. I go to check, still doesn't have. I call Verizon. The guy in Verizon for 10 minutes is working with me and says, there's nothing wrong with your account. I don't know. He says, 1 second. So you're in Ohio, you're in Cleveland, Ohio. Do you know where Beechwood, Ohio is? I said, yeah, it's across the street. I said, oh, our towers are down in Beechwood. So that might be why you're experiencing the problem. They're fixing it. It should be fixed within another couple hours. That's how much our dar has changed. You speak to kids now. We've spoken about this in the past. It's hard to have a conversation with many teenagers. They're just not used to looking at a person. It's very hard for them. It really is. There are people, you call them, they feel anxiety if the phone is ringing. Just text me. I'm being serious. Are you aware of this? People, I can't do a phone call. Just text me. I'll text you back. I don't want to deal with the person. The generation has changed. We have to recognize it used to be that a person in their lifetime didn't experience different generations. There were multi-generations, but it wasn't a whole different call. Now, every 5 years, it's a different call. And you have to try as much as possible to connect, to inspire in a language that speaks to that year, to that moment. Because Chatzitz Rishas and Moshe, as great as they are, Ksherim Loi, Upsulim Loi Beres.